Sutra, Shariputra. In the Western world are measureless life Buddha, measureless appearance Buddha, measureless curtain Buddha, great light Buddha, great brightness Buddha, jeweled appearance Buddha, pure light Buddha. All Buddhas such as these, numberless as Ganges sands, in his own country each brings forth the appearance of a vast and long tongue, everywhere covering the 3,000 great thousand worlds, and speaks the sincere and actual words. All you living beings should believe, praise, and hold in reverence the inconceivable merit and virtue of this sutra of the Mindful One, of whom all Buddhas are protective. Commentary. After speaking of the Buddhas in the East and South who praise Amitabha Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha spoke of the Buddhas in the West, for example, Measureless Life Buddha, who is just Amitabha, the Buddha of limitless life. You would recognize him right away. However, there are many Buddhas who have the same name. Measureless Life Buddha might be Amitabha, the teacher in the Western land of ultimate bliss, or it might be some other Buddha. It might be Amitabha Buddha, or it might not be. What if it is? What if it isn't? Don't be attached one way or the other, because there really isn't any is or is not. The Buddha Dharma is just that wonderful. Which is? Which isn't? Is and is not are your discriminations. For the Buddha, there is one substance, one unity, and no division between this and that. The Buddha is identical with the way, and each Buddha is identical with every other. Although all Buddhas are the same, they are each adorned with their own individual characteristics. In spite of the differing adornments, they are not like people who become jealous and obstruct each other, saying, "Hey, how can you be so mean to me?" The Buddha has none of this. "You are just me," he says, "and I am just you, with no division." Why? Because the Buddha has attained the state of non-self, where is and is not are the same. Those who wish to become Buddhas must not have discriminative thoughts, false thoughts, desires, or longings. They must have nothing at all. This is truly wonderful to the extreme. Do not be attached. If you actually recognize Amitabha Buddha, you won't waste your energy trying to discriminate one limitless life Buddha from another. Measureless appearance Buddha has limitless marks. It is not known how many Buddha marks he has. Measureless curtain Buddha is covered and sheltered by many jeweled curtains. Great light Buddha's light shines everywhere. Great brightness Buddha, jeweled appearance Buddha, and pure light Buddha all have clear, pure, bright light. Were we to speak of all the Buddhas who are such as these in detail, they would be as numerous as the grains of sand in the Ganges River. All the Buddhas in the Western land of ultimate bliss and in the many Buddha worlds extend their gigantic tongues. Now, when we extend our tongues, they can't even cover a room. But the tongues of the Buddhas cover the entire 3,000 great thousand world systems. Why? For them, the 3,000 great thousand world systems are just one thought, and one thought is just the 3,000 great thousand worlds. The 3,000 great thousand worlds are not beyond one thought, and the Buddha's tongue covers them all. Don't be attached to the idea that the Buddha's tongue is actually that big. If it were, his speech would be clumsy. The appearance of the Buddha's vast and long tongue indicates that whenever there is Dharma, the Buddha's tongue is there too. It is not for certain that our tongues are small. We too can extend our vast and long tongues and cover the 3,000 great thousand worlds, speaking the Dharma and causing it to circulate. When you hear the Buddha Dharma, don't be attached. Although a tongue covers the 3,000 great thousand worlds, there is not even a mote of dust. There is basically nothing at all. Nothing? You ask. Then was the Buddha lying? If the Buddha did not lie, how could you believe him? From the point of view of living beings, it seems to be a lie, but from the point of view of the Buddha, it is true, real speech, not false speech, not a lie. Living beings see it as a lie, and the Buddha sees it as the truth. It's the same speech, but when the Buddha speaks it, it's true, and when living beings speak it, it's a lie. This point is not easy to understand. If you want to be clear about this doctrine, do not fear suffering or difficulty. Work hard. You can't just study for 2.5 days and then think that you have mastered the work. You can't stop listening to sutras or reciting the Buddha's name. Don't pretend to be investigating Dharma by doing nothing at all and saying, "I know what the Buddha said. There's not much to it, really. I have studied for about 5 years and it is all like that." Not very interesting. So now I study nothing at all and it's a great improvement. I don't have nearly so many problems. Such talk is not very principled, wouldn't you say? You should know that Shakyamuni Buddha cultivated blessings and wisdom for 3 asamkhya kalpas by practicing giving and studying the Buddha Dharma. He cultivated his fine characteristics for 100 great kalpas, and as a consequence, he has the 32 marks and 80 minor characteristics of a Buddha. Why don't we have a single mark? Why do people look at you and say, "He is so ugly. Keep away from him. He is no good. You can tell by looking at him." Some people make you angry on sight. Why? It is because they don't cultivate and they have no virtuous conduct, and it shows up in their appearance. The Buddha's tongue, then, covers the entire universe and speaks the truth. The Buddha does not cheat and he does not lie. Do not try to fathom the sage's wisdom with your ordinary opinions. Don't try to measure the sage's mind with your common mind. Haven't I always told you that the first level bodhisattvas don't know the realm of a second level bodhisattva? And 10th level bodhisattvas don't know the realm of equal enlightenment bodhisattvas? First stage arhats don't know the realm of second stage arhats. And second stage arhats don't know the realm of third stage arhats. First stage arhats may think that they are doing things correctly, but from the point of view of a second stage arhat, they may be wrong. Second stage arhats may think that they are right, but the third stage arhat may look at them and say, "You are off just a little bit. I am your teacher, and you can't know my realm. If you knew, you wouldn't need a teacher. So reflect upon what I say. Don't complain. He's just talking." This world is very dangerous. The only reason you haven't disintegrated in the sea of suffering is because the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are protecting you. Sutra, Shariputra. In the northern world are Blazing Shoulders Buddha, Most Victorious Sound Buddha, Hard to Injure Buddha, Sunbirth Buddha, Net Brightness Buddha. all Buddhas such as these, numberless as Ganges sands. In his own country, each brings forth the appearance of a vast and long tongue, everywhere covering the 3,000 great thousand worlds, and speaks the sincere and actual words. All you living beings should believe, praise, and hold in reverence the inconceivable merit and virtue of this Sutra of the Mindful One, of whom all Buddhas are protective. Commentary. Not only are the Buddhas in the East, South, and West are praising Amitabha Buddha, but those in the North praise him as well. Great Blazing Shoulders Buddha emits light from his shoulders. Most Victorious Sound Buddha has a spectacular sound which is heard throughout the 3,000 great thousand worlds. Then why haven't I heard it? You ask. You aren't in that world system of 3,000 great thousand worlds. If you were, of course you would hear it. But you are in this world system, not that one. Hard to injure Buddha cannot be destroyed. No one can defame his Buddha Dharma. You should hold in reverence the inconceivable merit and virtue, for it is most wonderful. Were the merit and virtue conceivable, it would have a limit. The sutra's merit and virtue is without a limit, and so it is the Sutra of the Mindful One, of whom all Buddhas are protective. Because its merit and virtue is very wonderful, it is the sutra of which all Buddhas are mindful and protective. Because it is a sutra of which all Buddhas are mindful and protective, its meritorious virtue is extremely wonderful. Now I shall quit speaking, and that is also wonderful. Were I to keep talking, it wouldn't be wonderful. Sutra, Shariputra. In the world below are Lion Buddha, Well-known Buddha, Famous Light Buddha, Dharma Buddha, Dharma Curtain Buddha, Dharma Maintaining Buddha. All Buddhas such as these, numberless as Ganges sands. In his own country, each brings forth the appearance of a vast and long tongue, everywhere covering the 3,000 great thousand worlds, and speaks the sincere and actual words. All you living beings should believe, praise, and hold in reverence the inconceivable merit and virtue of this Sutra of the Mindful One, of whom all Buddhas are protective. Commentary. Having spoken of the Buddhas in the North, East, South, and West, Shakyamuni Buddha again says to Shariputra, in the world below there is a Buddha named Lion, who speaks the Dharma with a lion's roar. Well-known Light Buddha's name has been heard by everyone in the Triple World. Famous Light Buddha's light, as well as his fame, shines everywhere within the Triple World. Dharma Curtain Buddha has a jeweled Dharma curtain. Dharma Maintaining Buddha exclusively upholds the Buddha Dharma. You can explain his name in two ways. The first is that there is such a Buddha in the world below. The second is that you who now receive, maintain, and recite the Amitabha Sutra will in the future become Dharma-maintaining Buddhas. Sutra, Shariputra, in the world above are pure sound Buddha, King of Past Lives Buddha, Superior Fragrance Buddha, Fragrant Light Buddha, Great Blazing Shoulders Buddha, Very Colored Jewels and Flower Adornment Body Buddha, Sala Tree King Buddha, Jeweled Flower Virtue Buddha, Vision of All Meaning Buddha, such as Mount Sumeru Buddha, all Buddhas such as these, numberless as Ganges sands. In his own country, each brings forth the appearance of a vast and long tongue, everywhere covering the 3,000 great thousand worlds, and speaks the sincere and actual words. All you living beings should believe, praise, and hold in reverence the inconceivable merit and virtue of this sutra of the Mindful One, of whom all Buddhas are protective. Commentary. Pure sound Buddhas, sound is clear, pure, and resonant. King of past lives Buddha, in past lives made great and powerful vows. If you light incense, superior fragrance Buddha will appear, and fragrant light Buddha will emit light. As in the southern world, in the world above there is also a Buddha called Great Blazing Shoulders. This light from his shoulders represents the two kinds of wisdom, provisional and real. Vari-colored jewels and flower adornment body Buddha adorns the virtue of his supreme attainment with the causal flowers of the 10,000 practices. Sala Tree King Buddha. The Sala Tree is found in India. Sala means solid and durable. No water can wash this tree away, just as nothing can destroy the Buddha's Dharma body. The Buddha, then, is like the Sala tree. Sutra. Shariputra, what do you think? Why is it called Sutra of the Mindful One, of whom all Buddhas are protective? Shariputra, if a good man or good woman hears this sutra and holds to it, and hears the names of all these Buddhas, this good man or woman will be the mindful one, of whom all Buddhas are protective, and will irreversibly attain to Anuttara Samyaksambodhi. Therefore, Shariputra, all of you should believe and accept my words, and those which all Buddhas speak. Commentary. Having praised the Buddhas of the six directions, Shakyamuni Buddha asks, Shariputra, in your opinion, why is this sutra called the Sutra of the Mindful One, of whom all Buddhas are protective? This section of the sutra then discusses the sutra's name. Shariputra just stared blankly. Shakyamuni Buddha waited in silence for about 5 minutes and then he said, I will tell you, Shariputra, if there is a good man or a good woman, one who maintains the 5 precepts and cultivates the 10 good deeds, who can receive, maintain, recite from memory, and not forget the names of the Buddhas just mentioned, that good man or woman will be the mindful one of whom all Buddhas are protective. Not only will the Buddhas of the 6 directions come to his aid, but the Buddhas of all 10 directions will support him. He will further attain to irreversibility of position, thought, and conduct with respect to the attainment of the utmost right and perfect enlightenment, Anuttara Samyaksambodhi. Therefore, Shariputra, all of you should believe and accept my words and those which all Buddhas speak. Do you see how extremely compassionate the Buddha is? We should be grateful to the point of tears and pay attention when the Buddha says, all of you, adults and children as well, should believe and accept what I tell you. You should also believe and accept what I explain to you now. Don't have doubts. Don't say, when it comes right down to it, I don't know if the Chinese Dharma Master's doctrines are correct. You should believe what I say. You should also believe what Shakyamuni Buddha says and what all the Buddhas praise as the inconceivable merit and virtue of this sutra of the Mindful One, of whom all Buddhas are protective. Believe me when I say that this sutra's doctrines are true, real, and not false. You are certainly not being cheated. So vow to be born in the land of ultimate bliss. Sutra, Shariputra, if there are people who have already made the vow, who now make the vow, or who are about to make the vow, I desire to be born in Amitabha's country. These people, whether born in the past, now being born, or to be born in the future, all will irreversibly attain to Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi. Therefore, Shariputra, all good men and good women, if they are among those who have faith, should make the vow, I will be born in that country. Commentary. There sat Shariputra sound asleep. Shariputra, Shariputra, wake up, said the Buddha. Those who have already vowed to be born in the land of ultimate bliss have most certainly been born there. Those who now vow to be born there, and those who make the vow in the future will be born there in the future. But in order to make vows, you must have faith. Faith, vows, and practice are the three prerequisites for cultivation of the Pure Land Dharmador. First, believe there is a land of ultimate bliss. Second, have faith in Amitabha Buddha. Thirdly, believe that you and Amitabha Buddha have a great karmic affinity, and that you can certainly be born in the land of ultimate bliss. With faith in these three things, you may then make the vow, I desire to be born in Amitabha's country. There is a saying, I want to be born in the pure Western land. I want to be born there. Nobody's forcing me to go. Nobody's dragging me there. Although Amitabha Buddha has come to guide me, I am going as a volunteer because I want to be close to him. I want to be born in the land of ultimate bliss and see Amitabha Buddha when my lotus flower opens. I want to meet the Buddha and hear the Dharma. These are the vows you need. Then you must practice. How? Recite the Buddha's name, saying, Namo Amitabha Buddha. Namo Amitabha Buddha. As if you were trying to save your head from the executioner, running ahead to keep your head, like the sixth patriarch. He knew that after his death someone would try to steal his head, and so he told his disciples to take precautions. When he died, they wrapped his neck with sheets of iron. When the thief tried to cut off his head, he couldn't do it. The great master, the sixth patriarch, protected his head, even after he had entered the stillness of nirvana. How much the more should we who have not entered the stillness protect our heads by cultivating the recitation of the Buddha's name? Reciting the Buddha's name is actual practice. Faith, vows, and practice are the travel expenses for rebirth in the land of ultimate bliss. They are your ticket. All those who vow to be born in the land of ultimate bliss can attain irreversible position, thought, and conduct with respect to the utmost right and perfect enlightenment. All those who believe should make the vow, and this is an order, no kidding around. I will be born in that country. If you make this vow, you can be born in the land of ultimate bliss. Sutra, Shariputra, just as I now praise the inconceivable merit and virtue of all Buddhas, All those Buddhas equally praise my inconceivable merit and virtue, saying these words. Shakyamuni Buddha can complete extremely rare and difficult deeds. In the Soha land, in the evil time of the five turbidities, in the midst of the Kalpa turbidity, the view turbidity, the affliction turbidity, the living beings turbidity, and the life turbidity, he can attain Anuttara Samyaksambodhi, and for the sake of living beings, speak this Dharma, which in the whole world is hard to believe. Commentary. Shariputra, said the Buddha, I will tell you some more good news. As I now praise the Buddhas in the six directions and the inconceivable merit and virtue of this sutra, all the Buddhas also praise me and my inconceivable merit and virtue. Shakyamuni Buddha, they say, can complete extremely rare and difficult deeds. He's truly outstanding, truly rare. Why? He can do what men cannot do, deeds which are extremely rare and wonderful. Shakya means able to be humane, and Muni means still and silent. The Buddha humanely teaches and converts living beings, and silently returns the light within to cultivate samadhi. The humaneness is movement, and the silence is stillness. He moves and yet is always still. He accords with conditions and yet never changes. For him, there is nothing conditioned, nothing unconditioned, nothing done, and nothing left undone. Shakyamuni Buddha is inconceivable. In the Soha world, where one enjoys no bliss but endures every kind of suffering, living beings endure a great deal. They undergo the bitterness unaware that they are suffering. In the evil time of the five turbidities, there are five turbidities in the Soha world and they are just terrible. The reason we don't realize Buddhahood is because we are stuck in the five turbidities as if in quicksand and can't pull ourselves out. When we lift one leg, the other leg sinks deeper. And when we lift that leg, the first goes down. There's really no escape. But Shakyamuni Buddha is talented. With his great spiritual powers, he can teach you to leap right out of the five turbidities in a kshana, a mere instant of time. At night, when we recite the great transference of merit, we say, leaving the five turbidities in a kshana and arriving at the lotus pool in the flick of a wrist. Like a talented magician, Shakyamuni Buddha leaves the five turbidities, which are 1. The Kalpa turbidity. Kalpa, that is, time, is turbid. It arises dependent upon the four other turbidities which increase daily, growing bigger and more extreme. That is to say, the turbidity of time is created with the help of the view turbidity, the affliction turbidity, the living beings turbidity, and the life turbidity, and takes the growth of the first four as its basic substance. It takes unceasing flaming as its mark, for like flaming fuel, the more it burns, the higher it blazes. 2. The view turbidity. The view turbidity takes the five quick servants as its basic substance. The five quick servants are the view of a body, the view of extremes, deviant views, the view of grasping at views, and the view of prohibitive morality. It takes mistaken wisdom and cattle morality as its mark. Seeing a dog, a cat, or a cow reborn in the heavens, some people imitate their conduct so that they may be reborn there too. With deviant knowledge and views, they take the genuine doctrine to extremes. 3. The affliction turbidity. The affliction turbidity takes the five dull servants, greed, hatred, stupidity, pride, and doubt as its basic substance, and the irritation of afflictions as its mark. 4. The living being's turbidity. The living being's turbidity takes the combination of the three conditions of father, mother, and one's own karma as its basic substance. It takes the unceasing turning of the wheel of rebirth as its mark. After the three conditions combine, the wheel revolves without stopping, back and forth. This life you are named John, and next life Lee. This life you are a bhikshu, and next life you are a bhikshuni. Bhikshus become bhikshunis, and bhikshunis turn into bhikshus. Isn't this amazing? It really is. 5. The life turbidity. The life turbidity takes the reception of warmth as its basic substance, and the decline and extinction of the lifespan as its mark. From youth to middle age on to old age and death, this is the mark of life. Sutra, Shariputra, you should know that I, in the evil time of the five turbidities, practice these difficult deeds, attain Anuttara Samyaksambodhi, and for all the world speak this Dharma, difficult to believe, extremely difficult. After the Buddha spoke this sutra, Shariputra and all the bhikshus, all the gods, men, and asuras and others from all the worlds, hearing what the Buddha had said, joyously welcomed, faithfully accepted, bowed and withdrew. End of the Buddha Speaks of Amitabha Sutra. Commentary. You should know that in the midst of the five turbidities, Shakyamuni Buddha attains the utmost right and perfect enlightenment, and then speaks about the Dharma which people find very difficult to believe. This Dharma is most difficult to believe, extremely difficult, really hard to believe, says Shakyamuni Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha says it's hard, but I say it's easy. Shakyamuni Buddha just said it's hard. It's not hard, really. All you need to do is to recite Namo Amitabha Buddha. Just go ahead and recite. Wouldn't you say that is easy? No trouble at all. It doesn't cost a thing, and it takes no effort or time. It's an extremely easy Buddha Dharma. After the Buddha spoke the Amitabha Sutra, the greatly wise Shariputra and all the great bhikshus, all the world with its gods and men, as well as the eight classes of supernatural beings, gods, dragons, yakshas, gandharvas, asuras, garudas, kinaras, and mohuragas, hearing what the Buddha had said, joyously welcomed, faithfully accepted, bowed and withdrew. They bowed reverently to Shakyamuni Buddha to thank him for speaking the Amitabha Sutra and for teaching and transforming living beings. At the time, all the great arhats bowed to the Buddha out of gratitude for having heard the Dharma. We now, hearing this supreme, deep, subtle, and wonderful Dharma, have certainly planted great good roots in ages past. Consequently, we have a great affinity with Amitabha Buddha, and as a result, have been fortunate enough to hear the Amitabha Sutra and to recite the Buddha's name. This is very rare.